the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we see. Oh, I won't be afraid. Oh, I won't be afraid. Just as long.
From the studios of the 24-hour talk radio capital of West Louisiana and East Texas, all information, all talk, KWLA. This is Open Line. Live on KWLA Enococo, KWLV Manny, KVCL Winfield, KBDV Leesville, KTHP Hemphill, KZBL Natchitoches, and worldwide at KWLA1031.com or on the KWLA mobile app.
The views on this program do not reflect the views of any of the stations in this broadcast or any of the advertisers. The views are expressly those of the people expressing those views.
If you choose to comment on the program, guest, or contents of the program, email kwla at bdcradio.com. Now, live from the KWLA studios, Ted Dumas. Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's program.
Hey, good morning. Want to catch a movie? Parkway Cinema has Bob Marley, One Love playing, Madam Webb, Lisa Frankenstein. Go to KWLAcinema.com and click on the Parkway Cinema. Get show dates, everything you need to know. You know, the tradition continues. Easter dinner buffet at Cypress Bend. Reservations highly recommended. Serving between 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. For reservations, call 318-590-1500. At the carving station, smoked ham, round of beef, champagne chicken, and mayu Veracruz. Sides include carrots, rice dressings, scalloped potatoes, mac and cheese, and others. Salads, got three different ones to choose from. And, of course, a great selection of desserts. For reservations, call 318-590-1500. Tomorrow on Open Line is going to be Ryan Robinson with the Sinlaw Report. And this morning at 8 o'clock, the Sabine Parish Police Jury is having a meeting today. Will they go in a new direction and serve the community, or will they keep their archaic self-preservation attitude? We'll talk about that at 8 o'clock this morning. A good friend of mine, a great legislator, and in the special session, Representative Jack McFarland. Jack, good morning.
Good morning, Ted. How you doing?
Well, I was reading the Morning Advocate this morning, which is always difficult to read that piece of trashy paper, but I was reading it anyway. And you guys did not waste a lot of time in the special session.
No, we hadn't wasted any time, and obviously we've already touched a sensitive nerve for a lot of people.
And what is that sensitive nerve?
A lot of people don't like the ideas of being held accountable for their actions.
Oh, well, come on, Jack, let's be honest now. If someone goes out, they're drunk, they're on drugs, and they murder some child after they rape that child, after a few years, we ought to forgive them because they're a human. We can't put them in a death chair because that family will never see that child again. That child will never grow up, never go to school, never be a productive citizen. Give me a break.
Well, when we start caring less about the criminals and more about the victims, then we'll be doing what's right.
Yeah, good
right
idea.
Right now, we have cared less about the victims and more about the criminals, and that all is coming to an end in the next 2 weeks.
You know, I saw where one person was testifying. They were talking about this person that was on death row, been there forever, and they said, you know, he still sees his mom and dad on a regular basis. He gets to visit with his friends from time to time. My daughter that he murdered, I'll never see her again. I visit the graveyard, but she doesn't talk back. It was a sad situation to see that testimony, Jack.
Ted, it is. I met that family. And there's not just that story. There's many stories like that. And that's the hypocrisy of where we're at. When you have individuals that committed heinous crimes and by jury of their peers was sentenced to death, and 30 years later, they're still living. They're still seeing their families, and the victims and their families, well, the victims are passed, but the families are still left here grieving. And that that testimony is overwhelming when you hear a family sit there and testify about they never will see their child again and how horrible of a death that those individuals suffered. But yet the person that perpetrated this crime still lives, and we're sitting here. This isn't a popular thing to say, but I'm going to say it. We're sitting here still paying for them.
Now, you know, Liz Morrow was with me Monday. She said a person on death row, not unusual to spend millions of dollars on defense for them that the public pays for.
Yeah, absolutely. The average death penalty case cost us nearly $10 million by the time they go through all their appeals and then sit on death row for 30, 40 years. The cost is tremendous.
And she was telling me that most of the judicial action has nothing to do with guilt or innocence. It's about other issues.
It is, Ted. It doesn't. I mean, it's all, we've created a process where these individuals are not held accountable for decades.
So when do you think we'll find a definite answer on this? And soon, or is it going to take a while?
No, I think that we had several bills come out of committees yesterday in criminal justice, judiciary, civil law, and appropriations. And we have more bills that are being heard today on the House side. There was bills that come out in the Senate. And, I think in the next 2 weeks, a lot of this legislation is going to push through.
Another thing that's pretty well up very quickly is the ability to legally carry a concealed weapon. Looks like that has some feet to it this year.
It does. I'm expecting that to pass. You know, there's been an effort for 3 years now to pass that legislation, and it's always either died in the Senate or on the governor's desk. Well, this governor, I think, will sign it if we get it to his desk. And, I think that that's going to come to fruition.
Okay.
I think the big question right now is whether you will be able to constitutional carry at the age of 18 or 21.
Okay, so here's my question. Traditionally in the past, the pacifist Democrats in the Senate that call themselves Republicans would normally put a stop to things like this. Are those numbers dwindled down to the point that they don't have that authority anymore or not?
Yeah, those numbers have dwindled down, and that they won't have that ability anymore.
For the people that don't know, correct me if I'm wrong here, Jack, the law will essentially say, okay, if you want to carry a weapon on your body and you want to put a jacket on where you can't be seen, it's legal, whereas now if your jacket's off, it's legal. So we'll have honest, law-abiding citizens with the same rights that criminals have?
That's exactly right. And, a lot of these things we can already do. But like you said, once you put a jacket on, it's considered concealed. Now, look, there's still the opportunity to get a concealed carry permit. I'm one of them. I'm still going to go get my permit because we have reciprocity laws with our neighboring states, and that's something I encourage people. Don't assume because we passed constitutional carry that you can just carry your gun into another state. So if that legislation is passed, be prepared that you may still want to maintain that concealed carry permit to travel to another state.
So will the concealed carry permit be simpler to get once this is passed, or will it still be the program we got now?
Well, there's some efforts to reform that program as well. They're still working on that, so I don't know how far that has made it. I think the focus right now has been to pass the constitutional carry and then address any reforms on the concealed carry.
So this is the two big issues. What other issues in law enforcement's up for the special session?
Well, we're going to have additional presence in New Orleans. Obviously, we have three cities that's been identified nationally in Louisiana that have high crime rates, high murder rates, and there's going to be an additional presence, a significant presence in New Orleans by state police. Even so far as the Attorney General will now have prosecutorial authority to go in. There's a corporate endeavor agreement's been signed with the district attorney there. and any arrest made by state police will be prosecuted by the AG and not the local DA. There's been a reluctance by the local DA to prosecute criminals, and I think, you know, he understood either we're going to take that authority away from you, or either you're going to partner with us and we're going to come in here and help you solve your problem.
So the DA, he's a politician. So does he see the handwriting on the wall and he's going to become a better citizen, or will he fight this?
No, he sees the handwriting on the wall. I believe he knows it's coming. I believe that's why he signed that agreement. But, you know, I want to remind you also, he finally experienced what many other people experienced when it comes to carjacking. His own mother was carjacked in New Orleans. It was quite violent, and I believe it hit home for him that this is a significant problem. And this is a lot of young people doing this because the way our laws were written, there were fewer consequences for them. We weren't sending them to adult prisons. We were allowing them to go to juvenile detention centers. And there's an effort now to change that law to where these individuals will now be held responsible for that. Instead of getting a two-year sentence for carjacking, you will get a minimum of five. And if it was a violent carjacking, not just violent, but if there was injury, significant injury, you could get up to 30 years.
Okay, Jack McFarland, state representative, our guest. When we come back, we've got to talk more about that, changing the legal age that you become responsible. In a world where it's hard to be sure of a lot of things, one thing you can count on. Bass Heating and Cooling. These people know what they're doing. They give hometown-friendly service. They are professionals. So if you need to get your air conditioning or heating system checked out, call them up today. 318-554-9884. Mention you heard it on the radio. You get a 10% discount additional, and they get to it quickly and professionally. Go to the website or Facebook on the website, BassHeatingandCooling.com.
Nichols is your headquarters for activewear. Come see our super assortment of men's tees, shorts, caps, and shirts by Hook Performance Fishing. These are no ordinary shirts. Hook uses a durable poly-knit fabric designed to keep you cool and dry. This stain-release fabric keeps messy stains from setting and has SPF protection, too. Hook shorts are designed with secure zip pockets, and the fabric breathability adds superior comfort. Great designs in a variety of vibrant colors. Check out Hook Performance Fishing Apparel on display now at your local Nichols store.
This is Jenna Mulliken from South Bow High School. I'm a junior at Northwestern State University, majoring in elementary education. NSU was founded as a teacher's college. It's a perfect fit for my career goals as a licensed educator. I want to make a positive impact on the lives of young people and guide them to academic success. If you live in Beauregard Parish, I hope you'll consider joining myself and others here at NSU for a great education and a pathway to a career. For more information or a free tour, just contact us at nsu.la/visit.
Star Pawn Gun and Archery, Interest Road, Leesville, has one of the largest selection of hunting guns, home defense guns, tactical guns, and handguns in the area. Star Pawn Gun and Archery also has an archery pro shop, NRA, military and law enforcement discounts. We service and warranty what we sell. Layaway and financing available? You bet. Star Pawn Gun and Archery, Interest Road, Leesville. Call them at 537-1756. 537-1756, Star Pawn Gun and Archery.
AGS Auto Glass Service, located at 2017 South 5th Street, wants to remind you to bring a chipped, cracked, or shattered windshield to them so they can bring it back to clarity with fast, friendly service. Call 337-238-1821. AGS Automotive Glass Service offers windshields, mirrors, furniture tops, glass windows, power windows, front window shields, mobile service, plexiglass, and Lexan repair. That's AGS Auto Glass, your hometown automotive glass specialist with over 50 years experience.
For decades, we've been helping the folks in Western Louisiana and East Texas. With the addition of my daughter, Liza, who is a certified financial planner professional, our family tradition of proven conservative management continues. As the old man's still around, I'd say we're moving on up. Time-tested with rural family and investing values. Proven management of your hard-earned dollars in this day of economic uncertainty. Give us a call. Wayne Christian Financial Services, 936-598-9966, or on the web at waynechristian.com.
Welcome back. Don't forget, you got a wedding coming up. The easiest way to get a great wedding gift is just call up Nichols or go see them. They'll put them on the register. They'll get the perfect gift, save you money, and you get something unique. They're in Winfield, Leesville, Cushat, and Manny. They are wedding headquarters. Nichols. Don't forget the police jury conversation comes up at 8 o'clock on many of these stations on the Radio Unafraid program. And with us this morning, I want to talk with State Representative Jack McFarland. So that's one of the things that Attorney General Liz Merle was talking about Monday, is having violent juveniles that are 17 be tried as adults. That's moving along pretty quickly, is it not?
It is moving along, and I do expect that to pass, and these individuals no longer be tried as juveniles, and I mean, they'll end up in adult prisons where they belong. And you know, see, this is what's part of the problem with our juvenile justice system. Now you've seen how our facilities, we moved them to Angola because they completely destroyed another facility and were breaking out. And then a judge comes in and says, oh, no, that's inhumane. You can't have them in Angola, although they were never around or near any of the adult offenders. So we move them out of there, and everywhere we take them, they're a problem. But these are 17- and 18-year-old career criminals.
These are not people. Yeah, these are not people skipping curfew. These are people that murder and do horrible things, right?
Murder. They've killed multiple people. They've carjacked. I mean, they've robbed people. I mean, crimes of violence. I mean, these are people that are 17, 18 years old that don't want to be reformed and don't want to be productive members of society. So, I mean, there's consequences for your actions at some point.
Redistricting, never going to go away. Now we got the legislators involved in this as well as far as their districts?
Yeah, a federal judge down here, the same one that ruled against our congressional districts, has now ruled that she wants us to come back and redraw more minority districts in our legislative seats and host more elections in the fall of this year for our legislative seats. Now, you know, we all just got sworn in January, and then she wants us to come back in and do that. And, you know, look, that it'll be in court for a while, but it is something that we're having to address.
One thing I've noticed, it looks like the governor and you conservative legislators want to make carjacking not just a simple slap-on-the-hand crime anymore.
That's exactly right, Ted. I mean, this has gotten out of hand. There has to be consequences. You know, the criminals know right now that, you know, they walk up, jerk you out of your car, and take off. The most they're going to get is probably around 2 years if they get that. And remember now, a lot of this is being done by juveniles. That's going to change. I mean, that's going to go to a minimum of 5 years, and you could get as much as 30 years if there was severe bodily injury, and depending on the violence associated with that carjacking.
Okay, the things we've talked about this morning, do you have any concern that any of those may not pass?
I don't. And there's been a, you know, as chairman of appropriations, I'm tasked with finding the money in the budget to fund the additional costs associated with incarceration. The cost will be significant. I don't think it's going to be quite what people are anticipating. I mean, people are saying it's just going to cost us $30, $40 million. I don't believe that. I've read all the reports from the agencies. We also have the fiscal office working on those numbers. And I think it could cost us an additional $10, $15 million a year. However, Ted, the benefits of, you know, providing a safe environment where businesses want to come here, tourists want to come back here, it all matters. I met with a company yesterday that employs 1,200 people in New Orleans, and this was one of their concerns. They were at the Capitol letting us know, hey, we would like to expand our business, but we're concerned about the safety and environment around this area. So I think that the economic opportunities that will increase will significantly outweigh the cost of incarcerating these individuals. I think when you provide safer neighborhoods, more people want to move in. And I think, look, in the end, I think the benefits outweigh the cost.
I don't want to oversimplify this. Let me just ask a question. You pretty well hold the purse strings of the state of Louisiana in the position you're in now. Isn't that a fair assessment?
Very fair.
Jack McFarland, he's state representative and our guest this morning. We'll be back in a moment. Don't go away. Stay with us. Northwestern State University will host Louisiana Horn Day on Sunday, March the 3rd, according to events coordinator, NSU assistant professor of horn. The goal of Louisiana Horn Day is to promote horn playing and horn music throughout Louisiana.
Quality Wood Furniture, located 2 miles north of Leesville on 171, is open Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturday, 9 to 4. Or look them up online. Furnish your home with a wide variety of quality wood furniture, including chairs, rockers, desks, bookcases, tables, home entertainment centers, cabinets, and more. With real wood, no particle board. They will help you get the custom look you want. See their Facebook page or visit at qualitywoodfurniture.com. Your home is a reflection of who you are. Just imagine the possibilities with Quality Wood Furniture, the solid choice.
West Central Wholesale has fast, friendly service and quality products. Paper products, commercial janitorial supplies, and coffee service is just a small example of all we have to offer. Come check out our office supplies, party supplies, and more. We're located at 950 North 6th Street in Leesville. Give us a call at 337-239-6511. That's West Central Wholesale in Leesville.
Offering free delivery to businesses in Vernon, Beauregard, and Sabine Parishes.
Looking for new flooring? Head to Jay's Carpet One Floor and Home in DeRidder. We are part of the largest floor covering buying group in North America. You'll always get a good deal at Jay's. We are locally owned and dedicated to our community. Our flooring experts can help you select from thousands of styles, and we also offer window treatments. Come see us at Jay's Carpet One Floor and Home in DeRidder, 1515 North Pine Street, 337-463-7464.
Come have some fun on the bayou at Jack's All You Need. Their kitchen is open Monday through Saturday for breakfast from 5 a.m. to 10 a.m. and for lunch around 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Try their po' boys, all dressed to order, hamburgers, cheeseburgers, or try the famous Jack's Hell Burger, Harvey's Veggie Burger, or the exotic Polly Burger. Be sure to stop in and grab all you need at Jack's All You Need. Call 337-239-6009 to place your order today.
Looking for new flooring? Head to Jay's Carpet One Floor and Home in DeRidder. We are part of the largest floor covering buying group in North America. You'll always get a good deal at Jay's. We are locally owned and dedicated to our community. Our flooring experts can help you select from thousands of styles, and we also offer window treatments. Come see us at Jay's Carpet One Floor and Home in DeRidder, 1515 North Pine Street, 337-463-7464.
I want to remind you, if it's time for your eye exam, it's time to contact Louisiana Eye and Laser Center. Why? They're the experts in eye care, from routine eye exams to the most complicated surgeries and cataract surgery. They've got 14 locations in Louisiana, including Leesville, Nacogdoches, Winfield, and Alexandria. 318-487-2020 or go to laeyeandlaser.com. State Representative Jack McFarland is our guest, and Jack, we got regular session starting before long. What's going to be the real theme of the regular session? And you're in a position handling the purse strings that everything's just about got to come through you. So what do we see? Do we see actual cuts in state budget or not?
I do think you'll see some reductions. Obviously, the cost of incarceration and the cost of the additional elections and some of those things are things we're going to have to account for. We will have to make adjustments in our budget, and when we do account for that. So we know that, you know, next year there's a anticipated a $558 million shortfall because the 0.45 sales tax will roll off. So we're having to take some measures now to begin to identify those reductions and where we can start pulling back. The big thing I think that you're going to see in the regular session is insurance reform. You know, we wanted to have a special session for insurance, but between the congressional redistricting and this crime special session, it didn't permit. But myself included, I am carrying a piece of insurance reform to help lower these insurance rates. And now it's not just on our trucks and cars. I mean, this is moved all the way over into our personal property, our homes and everything else. Everybody is feeling this, not just the business owners now.
The regular session is going to be very busy this year, I'm guessing.
It will be. You know, it's a 60-day session, and we kind of got pushed back on some things because of the crime special session. The budget hearings would have already started. Now we're being pushed back 2.5 weeks. So we're going to be a little rushed when we begin session. We're going to be a little bit backed up, but we got plenty of time to get the work done. Maybe mean we just have to work a few more hours, but that's what people expect us to do when we come down to Baton Rouge.
Jack McFarland lives in Wynn Parish, and Jack, you got a brand new sheriff getting ready to take office in July in Wynn Parish. My good friend Josh McAllister, he getting things prepared for that?
You know, I did speak with Josh this past week, and he's excited about the new opportunity. He's looking forward to taking over as sheriff of Wynn Parish. And, you know, he's got a lot of great ideas, and I think he's going to try to work hard and do what's best for the citizens of Wynn Parish.
And he's got some really great business experience, which is always good in the sheriff's office.
You know, he come from local government. He was a parish president. So, he's been around the courthouse, and I tell you, that's 50% of it. Having some law enforcement background would have been a great bonus for him, but regardless of that, you know, he understands money, and he has opportunity now to take another step and get more involved in local government.
Julia Letlow, her position secure or not?
Ted, I feel like she's in a good spot, regardless of what happens with the redistricting, whether the courts, this new map we've drawn, whether it stays or doesn't stay, you know, it's being challenged in court again. So Julia's very well liked. She's very popular. She's done a tremendous job, and I think she's put herself in a good position, even with a different district that doesn't have historically the same voters. I think she's still in a good position to be reelected.
Final question. Jeff Landry's been in office roughly getting close to 2 months now. There's a lot of bureaucrats. There's a lot of liberals in Baton Rouge. Have they learned the two rules with Jeff Landry? Rule number one, he's in charge. Rule number two, they're not. Are they still learning?
I think they're still learning, but they're getting a quick lesson in it.
Hey, Jack. Always enjoy having you as a guest. Look forward to continue work with you and the governor. And I'll tell the folks, Jack and I talked privately when commercials are going on. He told me something kind of interesting. He said he'd been in the governor's office more in this 2 months than the last 8 years. And, Jack, for this area, that's a good sign.
It is a good sign. And, look, I went more, and instead of being lectured about what I was doing wrong, I'm being told thank you for doing all the right things.
Didn't get a lot of thank yous the last 8 years, did you?
No, I didn't get a lot of thank yous, and I didn't get a lot of encouragement, but Governor Landry, Jeff Landry's done a good job of communicating with us. We've had several meetings, and, you know, I'm optimistic that we're going to get some significant things done for in the crime special session, but as well as insurance reform. That's a big concern of mine. I hear more about that in my district every day, and I'm not going to say hopeful. I expect us. If we don't do something, we're not doing the best we can do. So I'm optimistic we're going to come into the regular session, and we're going to make some reforms that the taxpayers will see a reduction in their insurance premium.
I'm excited, too. Jack McFarland, thanks for sharing your time.
Thank you, Ted.
I miss you more than you will ever. When are you?